Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 turns of the Roman calendar. Straight up, today we're talking UFC on FX. We're talking the last card on FX, of course, May 18th. It's going to be a big card from live from Brazil, of course. Vitor Belfort, the steroid kid. We'll talk about that. Luke Rocco's got his hands full going to Brazil to begin with, but taking on Vitor Belfort in Brazil, sort of like fighting Barack Obama in Chicago. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to beat him. Not on points. Anyway, just bottom line is that is the UFC event, of course, on May 18th. Then the UFC on Fuel TV 10, UFC 160, UFC 161, UFC on Fox 8. We'll go through the entire UFC schedule. Bellator returns. The Bellator Fighting Championships, who were in the news this week, of course, because they have a lawsuit going on with one of their ex-fighters. We'll talk about that in a little while. But the bottom line is they're supposed to return in June with live cards. And I think that if they reduce the programs, Bjorn Rebney reduced each program to an hour. In other words, you go to these events, and he tapes an event, and instead of taking one TV show out of the hour, out of the show, you take two TV shows, make them an hour each, put them on Spike TV. And then, you know, you could do it year-round instead of, like, doing it 4 or 5 months and disappearing for a while. Can't hang with that. It doesn't work too well as far as the product is concerned. Sort of like getting a pizza cooked differently each time. You want consistency. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The man with the voice here, Larry Bragg, is not doing too well health-wise. Lead singer of Tower of Power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective and give away vacations for answering trivia questions right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love classic rock, then InternetFM.com is for you.
This is Brian Alvarez of WrestlingObserver.com. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live, the best pro wrestling and mixed martial arts coverage you'll hear anywhere, every Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him?
It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp.
Oh!
He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's all over. Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow. And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Having been to Albuquerque, New Mexico, done some fights there as far as announcing is concerned, the guy that lost that fight, Keith Jardine, he's one radical dude as well. He is violent in the cage. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Well, he is 18-0, and maybe 19-0, but he's 18-1 officially. I'm talking about the world light heavyweight champion, John Jones, of course, out of Atlanta, GA, and hello, 3WE back there in Atlanta, GA. But the bottom line is, he's still champion. The ugliest toe injury I've ever seen in my life, folks, is bone. We had some type of triple fracture of the foot and the major toe and the big toe. And it was so ugly. I'm finding it hard to describe it here on the radio, but it's a gnarly, the bone was sticking out of the skin. I just put it to you like that. That's how his foot was broken. 18-1. Of course, the lone loss is a disqualification where he was beating up on his opponent quite handily, used some illegal elbows on the ground, I believe, and was disqualified. So he should be 19-0. He's not, or 20-0 now, of course. The bottom line is he is the man, the light heavyweight champion, 6'4", John Jones. I mean, the only one I could see challenging John Jones and make it an even fair fight. I mean, from a size point of view, from a skill set point of view, is possibly, and I say the possibly, Alexander Gustafsson, the once beaten lad from Stockholm, Sweden, because Chael Sonnen was no match for him. I mean, he lasted like 4 minutes, and that was it. Chael got popped on, and he saw enough. He said, "I'm out of here." You know, he wants to fight Wanderlei Silva, one of the best self promoters you ever meet in your life. He's got a contract with Fox TV. He's going to go off and do MMA on TV. And more power to him. I think Chael's a pretty good announcer, a pretty good hype guy. I think he speaks well. He's done some things on sitcoms on TV. And, you know, he's done well. He's really done well for himself. He's talked his way into a lot of good positions, and you have to give him props for that. And plus, he's put up when it comes time. He fought Anderson Silva twice, lost both times. The first time it was a close fight, but he was on steroids. And now he's allowed to take steroids, you know, through this steroid, what do they call it? TRT. Testosterone replacement therapy, which I don't agree with. Like Dave Meltzer, the great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Of course, if you want to check that out, go to WrestlingObserver.com or Figure4.com, I think is their new website address. But the bottom line is Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer, that weekly newsletter is the bomb. I got it yesterday. It is an incredible wealth of news as far as the world of mixed martial arts and professional wrestling is concerned. And you may not be a wrestling fan. You may be an MMA fan. Well, guess what? He brings it both to you from a business point of view. So check it out. Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer. Hopefully I can get Dave to answer the phone a little bit later and we can spend some time with him on the air. But he said that Chael Sonnen would be no match for John Jones. I mean, it was pretty obvious. John Jones, 6'4", undefeated. Chael Sonnen, what is he? Went into the fight 28-12. No surprise, he left 28-13. Had he won, had Chael Sonnen beaten John Jones, it would be the biggest upset in the history of combat sports as far as MMA is concerned. You would probably have to liken it to Buster Douglas lumping up Mike Tyson. You know, the meltdown of Iron Mike Tyson. When Mike Tyson became aluminum foil at the hands of Buster Douglas back in 1990, that was like a, at one point, I think it was 43-1. Those were the odds. And a couple of guys I know got some action on that. I think Ron Borges, allegedly the Boston Herald writer? Yeah, the Boston Herald writer. Used to steal my stuff and put it on the internet. And he put it in this column. I remember that the cheap shots that Ron used to pull at the end of the column. Some of these items were gleaned from various websites. Well, he'd go to my website and glean it all. But, you know, bottom line is John Jones losing to Chael Sonnen was not going to happen. Now John Jones has to fight Alexander Gustafsson. But in order to get Gustafsson over here in the U.S., and I think a lot of your pay-per-view is going to come from over here, in order to make this really a successful thing, make it over, you know, 600,000-700,000 buys, maybe even a million buys if you want to combine Sweden. If you do the thing in Sweden as pay-per-view, it'll probably do a million homes in Sweden. I kid you not. I mean, if they're hooked up for pay-per-view, guess what? Alex Gustafsson is the pay-per-view. He is the golden child. I kid you not. He will do well no matter who he fights. In fact, he didn't fight on that last card. Remember that UFC card that went there a couple of weeks ago? They brought in a late sub and because he got hurt. He got cut, I think, in training a few days before the fight, and they couldn't cancel the card, although I thought they should have, seeing that, you know, the main star was out. I mean, come on. Sort of like going to a Mike Tyson fight, buying a ticket to a Mike Tyson fight and showing up, and guess what? Mike Tyson's there signing autographs. That ain't cool. That's just not too cool. Anyway, they got over with it. I think the UFC owes one. Although the show was a good success. The show was talented. It was stacked as far as good fights were concerned. But I think that UFC owes it to the people in Sweden to go back with a card with Gustafsson on top. So I guess that's going to put off his challenging John Jones for at least one more fight. They'll put him in one more. If they do this right. See, sometimes the UFC does things in a cohesive manner, in a manner which is easily predictable, in good business sense. And other times they do things that are like, yikes, like it's like throwing like rice into a fan. It's going to blow back and hit you in the face. But Dana White is a blowback type of guy. He's not afraid of blowback. He's not. Whatever he does, he does. And, you know, he's got to go back to Sweden, I think, and make a good show because Gustafsson was hurt and wasn't on that card. But Gustafsson and Jones, I still think that Jones is probably going to win. I mean, you know, Gustafsson's got the same amount of reach, same amount of height, but he hasn't got the experience. I don't think he's got the killer instinct. John Jones is a killer. John Jones is one of those silent killers. He doesn't talk a lot. One of those guys you have to worry about, okay? The guy on the boxing team that doesn't do a whole lot of talking, but he can fight. He can really fight. I mean, he can put it all together. And he's only been fighting, what, a short amount of time. It's not like he's been an MMA fighter for 15 or 20 years. He hasn't. He's only been doing this less than 10 years. And he is the world UFC light heavyweight champion with no peers. There are no challengers on the horizon for John Jones. Now, a move to heavyweight? I don't think so. And I'll tell you what. He weighs 216 pounds when he puts on weight. Seriously. In between fights. If he had pizza and beer and, you know, he had the Scott Cuddy diet, he'd be up to like 216. Max, that's all he can do. He can't hold any more weight. At 6'4", he just can't do it. Bob Foster, speaking of Albuquerque, New Mexico, a little bit earlier in the show, and Keith Jardine, training down there in the pit. Bob Foster, the sheriff, deputy sheriff in Albuquerque, New Mexico, former light heavyweight champion of the world, the best light heavyweight maybe on the planet ever, as far as boxing, could not beat the heavyweights, couldn't put on the weight, couldn't put on the muscle mass, just couldn't do it. I mean, he'd have a couple. He used to tell me he'd have a beer every day after training. You know, I mean, that was Bob's way of chilling. After he'd have a cold Budweiser. Bob was good. Bob was a good fighter, man. But he couldn't beat Muhammad Ali. Couldn't beat Joe Frazier. Couldn't beat George Foreman. Couldn't beat the upper echelon of the heavyweight division because he didn't have the body mass to do so. John Jones is of the same build, of the same ilk. I don't think he'll be able to put on the weight. I think he's stuck in between weight classes. I think that He'll probably come in about 225, 230, okay, but I think he'll be slower. I don't think he'll have the pop on his punch. I think you'll be able to exploit his strength deficiencies at that point in time because, you know, he'll be facing guys like, if he steps up to the cream of the crop, he'll be facing guys like Mr. Cardio, Cain Velasquez, Silicon Valley, USA. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight champion of the world. Take it on, of course, later this month. The man that, I don't know. He scares me to look at him. I don't like looking at him, but I'm not too scared of him as a fighter. If I was Cain Velasquez, we'd talk about Bigfoot Silva, Antonio Silva. He's going to challenge him for the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, that's May 25th, and that should be a good card. But straight up, Junior Dos Santos and Mark Hunt. I think Junior Dos Santos, of course, the former UFC heavyweight champion, we had all this praise for him, you know, because he knocked out Velasquez so fast in that fight. Velasquez was hurt. He was hurt. They both had injuries going into that first fight on Fox TV about a year and a half ago. But, you know, when you look at the bottom line now, you've got Junior Dos Santos on the outside looking in. He's going to take on Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt is a Samoan fighter. He's a ferocious guy. But he's taller laying down almost than he is standing up. No knock on him personally. That's just the way he looks. He's heavy. He's thick. He's Samoan. He's Tongan or Samoan. Okay? So these guys are thick. There's no doubt about it. He hasn't got the height, I think, to deal with Junior Dos Santos. I think Santos will try to box his ears. But, you know, he's going to look for that looping overhand right, the same right that Cain Velasquez scored on, of course, in their title fight, taking back the World Heavyweight Championship in dominant manner. I mean, a five-round decision across the board. I mean, Junior Dos Santos didn't win a minute of a round. Straight up, Cain Velasquez licked him like a stamp. Beat on him like he should have been arrested for domestic violence. I mean, wow. That right hand halfway through the first round, that shocked everybody. Everybody that thought Junior Dos Santos was a better boxer than two, that shocked them. When Cain Velasquez came alive with that fantastic overhand right, and it wasn't, you know, somebody told me the other day it was a lucky punch. Listen, I boxed. I used to fight. There are no such thing as a lucky punch. A lucky punch, I guess, would be if you turned your back on somebody and you turn around with your eyes closed and hit them on the, maybe that'd be a lucky punch. But if you're throwing a punch with the intent to land it, guess what? It's not a lucky punch. That's what you do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. USC, Bellator, the lawsuit, all kinds of things happening today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You want to join us? You can on the toll-free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in six different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
And he's not going to gas himself out.
Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted.
He's
shoulder,
and he gets rocked again.
Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I think we got to send the folks in the Mod Squad after that last guy and see if he is a crook. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. The 10 biggest upsets in the UFC world thus far in 2013. Of course, we're just, 11 events into 2013, the calendar year. Of course, the UFC is up and running. It's roughing and running on, it'll be on Fox Sports 1 come August. That'll be the new sports network. And I don't know how this is going to go over, and we'll see how it transpires. But the bottom line is, it hasn't worked as far as FX cable is concerned. The crossover audience from Spike TV just wasn't there. Not like they thought it would be. Number 10 upset, according to the UFC, is Mark Hunt, the Slowen Samoan. Of course, I talked about him a little earlier in the show. Horizontally challenged, in other words, he's vertically challenged. He's tall and down, he's standing up, sort of a thick guy. He took on Stefan Struve. Struve was like 7 foot tall. He lost a couple fights. He was a former kickboxing champion. He had some skills, okay? Crunch, it was all over. He got knocked out. Mark Hunt knocked him out. Number 9, Wanderlei Silva. Brian Stann, that was over in Japan, of course, USC on Fuel TV, and we thought that Wanderlei had, this was it. I mean, Wanderlei, he's taken so much punishment and been beaten up by so many people, so many cages, even in fights that he won. He went to war, and when you go to war time and time and time again, even if you win, the damage, residual effects, well, they are telling, and I think they were beginning to become quite obvious when you looked at Wanderlei Silva, his facial features and the fact that he had taken so much punishment, but he knocked out Brian Stann in 2 rounds, and nobody expected him to do that. The axe murderer is back to an extent, and he's going to take on the big mouth. Chael Sonnen. Who else? When I say the big mouth, Chael Sonnen. Of course, Chael Sonnen looking for an opponent right after losing to John Jones. He said at the post-fight press conference, maybe I should retire. I mean, who should I fight? Wanderlei Silva? And then, boom, he's going to fight Wanderlei Silva. So, you know, Chael Sonnen knows exactly what he's doing. He opens his mouth at the very right time. But Brian Stann, I thought he was going to lick Wanderlei Silva like a stamp. So did everybody. I mean, Meltzer, Dave Meltzer, King Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight. Pat Healy, a submission winner over Jim Miller. Jim Miller was on a roll. Jim Miller was on a hell of a roll, but he got upset there. I mean, he was a former Strikeforce guy. I'm talking about Pat Bam Bam Healy. Pat Bam Bam Healy, a winner with a submission in 3 over Jim Miller. That was the UFC 159. Fox 7, Josh Thompson, TKO 2, Nate Diaz. Yeah, the California cage fighters from the Bay Area, boy. They hooked it up. They went back and forth. Josh Thompson, the better of the two there. Kat Zagano. This was an upset. Why? I mean, Dave Meltzer was on the show that morning, the morning of this card. We're talking about the Ultimate Fighter card of a couple weeks ago, in which Uriah Faber, of course, came back to superstardom, I think, with a fantastic win. And Uriah, the California kid, he can sell it. What I mean by sell it is he sells the pay-per-views. He sells the product. He is great for the game. He's one of those guys that, what can I say, they don't come along very often. And I think his talents and his ability should be exploited both in the ring as a fighter, in the cage as a fighter, and as a spokesperson. He's a great, great spokesperson. As I said, Josh Thompson, TKO2, Nate Diaz. Kat Zagano, Miesha Tate. Kat was supposed to win that fight going in. TKO3, Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate, of course, doing well against Ronda Rousey until they all get stopped. Kat Zagano's going to get stopped. Kat Zagano's going to co-head this, be the co-coach. Ronda Rousey will be the other coach. The wonderful, beautifully intoxicating Ronda Rousey. Triple R Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Of course, she's going to be the season 18 coach along with Kat Zagano. And Kat Zagano TKO'd Misha Tate. Well, guess what? Kat Zagano, I know you've got a decent record of 7-0 or 8-0, and you know, Ronda's only got 7 or 8 fights, but Ronda's going to smoke you. It ain't even going to be close. Sorry. I mean, you can do all you can to build up this fight, but, you know, it just ain't going to happen. Speaking of the Ultimate Fighter, how about Uriah Hall? He was supposed to win the Ultimate Fighter 17 finale. Instead, Kevin Gastelum won that. Gastelum coming in a very young guy. I think he was the last pick on, somebody told me he was the last pick on Chael Sonnen's team. That was number 5 in the top 10 upsets of 2013 in the UFC. Number 4, Robbie Lawler, TKO 1, Josh Koscheck. Of course, Koscheck, the TMZ fighter, I call him, because you always see him on TMZ. Former NCAA Division I wrestling, national champion. I mean, he had the skills. He had the pedigree. He had the good, solid wrestling base, but just didn't have enough. Robbie Lawler sort of, he got it together that day. Robbie Lawler, always an exciting fighter. Number 3, Tom Watson versus TKO2, Stanislav Nedkov. That was the UFC on Fuel TV. That was on the Borrello-McDonald undercard. Number 2, upset of the year thus far, Bobby Green, a winner submission over Jacob Volkum. That was the UFC 156. You know, that's, I don't know. I saw the undercard of that. I don't remember that card. Somehow that fight must have got away from me. And number 1 upset thus far in 2013, and it sets up the fight we're about to talk about. The UFC heavyweight championship was on the line. Alistair Overeem, the steroid monkey. I get away with calling him that because he was. Yeah, he was. Listen, for years he denied it. You know, I mean, he went from 205 pounds, barely making 205 pounds, looking like a little scrawny 205 pounder to a buff 250 pounder. Nobody goes, I mean, like Barry Bonds. And you don't think Barry Bonds took more than vitamins? I mean, I think he was taking more than Flintstone. I think he was taking more than those Flintstone vitamins. And so do you. Anybody with common sense could look at it, the fact that Barry Bonds is, I think his shoe size grew a couple of sizes in his 30s and his hat size grew and things like that. Your head doesn't grow when you're 30 and you're in your 30s. You don't hit more home runs at 38 than you did at 28. Just impossible. It's physically impossible. That's why Bonds and those guys and all these people using roids like Alistair Overeem. Alistair Overeem was exposed. He came back. Very stringent examination as far as his urine, his blood. They were checking him for steroids left and right, random testing. But Overeem, tested by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, comes in clean and then gets smoked by Antonio Silva in the third round. Of course, he was doing okay early on, but he just looked a little soft, and I thought that he didn't have the confidence. I think that what steroids do, and I think it give me a hell of a lot of confidence, but they give you another level of confidence because you can come back a little bit more. You can fight a little bit harder. If you're on steroids, if you're on a testosterone, which all basically that's the basis of most steroids, okay, but if you're on, say a testosterone supplement or some type of thing where you're boosting your T levels, okay, you're going to be able to fight harder, recover faster, go longer. I mean, it's just you're all much. It's sort of like having a car instead of 8 cylinders, it's got 10 or 12. That's the way your body is on steroids. Alistair Overeem was that way on steroids, 250 something pounds. Okay, he looked soft. He definitely looked soft. Former K1 kickboxing champion, of course, the guy that was doing everything over there in Strikeforce, but against limited opposition, I think. And then he comes over, he fights Antonio Silva, gets licked like a stamp in 3 rounds. Of course, he got banged up in that 3rd round. It looked like he wanted no more. But now he's talking about wanting to come back again. But, you know, I think you've been exposed. And I think unless he can fight exclusively in Europe where they don't drug test him and things like that, that Alistair Overeem will never climb to the upper echelon of the heavyweight division when it comes to combat sports in the mixed martial arts world ever, ever again. He can go to other sanctioning groups, lower level fighting companies, this and that, and I don't want to name them on the air because they get mad if I do that, but he can go wherever he wants. I just don't think he'll ever be a successful top 10 fighter, which leads us to May 25th. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship, Antonio Bigfoot Silva, the challenger, the guy that looks just like King Kong, and that's not a cap on King Kong, okay? Looks just like King Kong. Take it on Cain Velasquez. Of course, the kid from the Silicon Valley, the once beaten the monster. He is a monster of cardio, folks. He throws guys around. He throws guys like Daniel Cormier, the Strikeforce heavyweight champion, Grand Prix heavyweight champion, of course, who looked so good against he looked fantastic a few weeks ago against Frank Mir, didn't he? I mean, boom, won every round, 30-27 across the board. Frank Mir couldn't pull the trigger. And I think that was a case of Frank Mir being, how can I put this, being in great shape, but not being, he's not young enough to pull the trigger anymore. In other words, he summoned everything he could. He put together in training. I mean, he was in fantastic shape. He went down to Albuquerque, New Mexico. He got himself in fantastic condition. But it wasn't enough because when he had Cormier in a spot where he wanted to throw, he couldn't let it go. He could not pull the trigger. A case of getting old. Well, that happened to Floyd Mayweather tonight against that Robert Guerrero in that boxing match. That remains to be seen. Cain Velasquez, of course, UFC 160. Antonio Bigfoot Silva. Talk about the main event, Junior Dos Santos, Mark Hunt. Talk about UFC, the schedule, Bellator, more on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And we're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. Swish Disc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at swishdisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with swishdisc.com. Swish Disc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to swishdisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, swishdisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to swishdisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out swishdisc.com today. Take your best shot. swishdisc.com.
Are you a horse racing fan? Do you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android? If so, grab a pen now. Text the word horse to 84700 and get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. This is not a wagering app. It's for kids and adults. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, trainers, and racetracks. Remember, text the word horse to 84700 and get your horse races now.
Hey, if the beautiful game is your game, be sure to kick it off with me, Nick Geber, on World Soccer Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Don't lose sleep. Monday through Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Welcome to the new era in basketball. Swish Disc is revolutionizing the game, and now you can be a part of it at swishdisc.com. If you've heard about crowdfunding and wanted to get involved in all the excitement around creative, groundbreaking companies, now you have the perfect opportunity with swishdisc.com. Swish Disc lets you quickly and easily improve the most critical element of your game. Go to swishdisc.com today to discover basketball's newest and most innovative product to help you or the basketball player in your life take their best shot. Great for kids just starting out, plus high school, college players, and beyond. If you want to improve your shot, swishdisc.com is the best place to start. You'll see how using the Swish Disc with a simple 5-minute tune-up establishes the core shooting fundamentals and muscle memory for a perfect shooting motion. It's more than a great new product. It's a chance to be a part of something that will change the way basketball is played. Go to swishdisc.com and click on the crowdfunding link. You can see all the perks that help make crowdfunding the most fun you'll have off the court. Check out swishdisc.com today. Take your best shot. swishdisc.com.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective and give away vacations for answering trivia questions right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get him with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
I love that clip. Because if anything happened, it wasn't what Chael just said. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of combat sports, mixed martial arts, talking USC. We'll sidestep that just for a minute. I want to bring in some Bellator news. Of course, Bellator coming back June the 19th. That'll be live on Spike TV. They're going to do these four-man tournaments. Now, these four-man tournaments, they'll get put four guys in a tournament. And when the winner of that four-man tournament ends up challenging for one of their titles, of course, they try to do that with King Mo. King Mo had come over, I believe, from the UFC or the Strikeforce and went over to Bellator and promptly got knocked out. Boom! I'm going to spine a spinning back fist with King Mo on the recycling bin. Speaking of Bellator, Eddie Alvarez, remember him? He was the talented Bellator fighter, of course, that's locked up in a lawsuit with Bellator right now. They're going back and forth. Bellator wants to extend the contract, according to their attorney, Pat English, the great Pat English, formerly of Main Events in Boxing, the Dubas attorney there in New Jersey. But he is the attorney, looks like, for Bellator and Bjorn Rebney, and they have not come to a settlement. And Eddie Melendez said in a internet release last week, they said, you know, bring it on. Let's go to court. I'm ready to go to court. I'm ready to try this case against Bellator. And, you know, the bottom line is when people go to court, the lawyers make money. Okay. You remember what Shakespeare said about the lawyers, right? Behead them all. He wasn't kidding, man. Most lawyers are like just terrible people. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, and I've met some great, great attorneys over in my life. And, you know, I'll mention a couple. Mark Grisman is a fantastic attorney. Bryant Smith, another fantastic attorney. But the bottom line is there ain't a lot of them out there. Most of them are like pond scum. Pond scum. Okay, but anyway, he was a good guy. Pat English was. Anyway, the bottom line is the end of this lawsuit, I'm going to figure the lawyers are going to make a lot of money. And the fighters is probably going to make it a few bucks as far as the settlement's concerned. And Bellator is going to stand its ground because they are Bellator, I guess. And they want to stand their ground and become, you know, the number two company. But they're not going to let fighters slip away to the UFC. They just don't want to do it. And the UFC wanted to sign Alvarez. Alvarez being in limbo here. If he doesn't get to sign, and here's what's up. I think if Bellator loses this lawsuit, they lose big money. Like a couple million bucks. I can just see it that going that way. Because you never know what Eddie Alvarez could have done. Okay, in this time off. So you're going to have to pay him for his youth, and you can't pay somebody for the youth because the youth is gone. You can't put a dollar value next to that. So I figure if Bellator loses, it'll be a couple of million bucks. If Eddie Alvarez loses, I don't know what he'll have to. Will he have to go back and sign another contract with Bellator? Probably not. They'll come to some type of cash settlement. But the settlement, as far as getting a lawsuit dismissed, it was supposed to happen the last couple of weeks. It did not happen. Once again, Bellator coming back June the 19th, Spike TV, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 7 o'clock Pacific time, and it'll be a fantastic card. We'll go into that as it gets announced. Of course, all the Bellator news is available at Bellator.com. That's Bellator, BELLATOR.com. Just as it sounds, Bellator.com. Well, the UFC has a busy card. We just talked about the UFC heavyweight title card on the 25th of May, May 18th. As I said, the card live from Brazil. On FX Cable, the last card on FX Cable as far as the UFC is concerned, I believe, they're going to move on to their Fox Sports 1 thing. Fox owns all this stuff. FX, you know, Fox Sports 1, all they own all these different little networks, okay? And I understand they're trying to build viewership for these new entities, like Fox Sports 1 and the NBC Sports World and things like that, you know, but a sports channel, but sports network, excuse me. But it's just not generating. I was looking at the boxing numbers as far as the NBC Sports Network is concerned. They're only doing a couple hundred thousand homes, a couple hundred thousand. Okay, then I think MMA was doing just about the same thing. So the networks just aren't getting over. They aren't not in enough homes, okay? But USC on FX, they were in all kinds of homes there, but people just weren't biting. They just weren't biting the UFC stuff. I mean, they bit well during the Ultimate Fighter finale. Okay, with, you know, Uriah Faber and Kevin Gastelum starring in that. Of course, Kat Zagano as well. Okay, but this UFC on FX card from Brazil, it's the last card because people don't watch FX cable. Guess what? They're not going to watch Fox Sports 1 because nobody's got it. There's so many of these channels. They used to have, like, MTV2. Bellator used to be on MTV2. Nobody I know had MTV2. I mean, I haven't seen MTV One since I was in my 25, a long time ago. Just haven't seen it. USC, of course, on FX, last card, May 18th. Vitor Belfort, the cheat. That's what they just call him. Vitor the cheat Belfort, 22-10. Oh, put an asterisk next to his name because he's taking testosterone replacement therapy. Okay, he's going to weigh in at somewhere around 185 pounds. Taking on Luke Rockhold, 10-1. Rockhold's got a 2-inch height advantage, he too being under 185 pounds. I would love to see Luke Rockhold win this fight. I think that taking testosterone replacement therapy, like the great Dave Meltzer said, when you have a 40-year-old guy taking TRT therapy and he looks 25, something's wrong. In other words, I could see you know, boosting a guy's T levels up a little bit, you know, so he can train a little bit harder and be on an equal basis or have the right testosterone in his system, right amount for his age, okay? But, you know, you putting the 20, making a guy that's 40 look like he's 25 again, that sounds to me like he's cheating. I think Vitor is cheating. Luke Rockhold, I hope you lick him like a stamp. I know you're going down to Brazil. They're feeding you to the lions down there. But, man, don't worry about it. Luke, do your thing. Get the submission hold on Vitor and knock out the prodigy. Ronaldo Souza, 17-3, taking on Chris Camozzi. That is the co-feature. That's a middleweight fight as well. Rafael de Anjos and Evan Durham. Evan Dunham's always a classy guy, always comes to fight 14-3. But, you know, you're going down there to Brazil. This was up. When you fight a Brazilian in Brazil, you know, they're fair, but you got to beat their guy. You just got to beat their guy. You just have to. May 25th. Of course, that is the big card as far as the UFC heavyweight championships talk about. We talked earlier about Cain Velasquez, 11-1, Silva, 18-4, soon to be 18-5. One of those losses was to Cain Velasquez last year, last May. I think it'll be like 1 year, give or take just a few days, since Cain Velasquez punched Antonio Silva into a bloody pulp. That's just the best way I could put it. Imagine having a watermelon. Okay, you've got a watermelon, and it's sitting next to you, and you start punching the watermelon, and you're punching holes in the watermelon. Well, that's just what Antonio Silva's face looked like. I kid you not. It was one of the worst, as far as bloodletting was concerned, I've ever seen in the world of combat sports. It reminded me of Ric Flair blading, or the late Eddie Guerrero blading. Eddie was a big-time blade guy. He used to bleed all over the place. But, you know, they cut themselves with razor blades. Well, guess what? Antonio Silva was not cutting himself with a razor blade. Cain Velasquez was raining blows down on top of him, and it broke his nose, probably some other parts of his face as well. As I mentioned, Junior Dos Santos, 15-2. Mark Hunt, 9-7. Now, you think now, at 9-7, Mark Hunt's not going to be much. Okay, you know, let's be honest. You know, but he is. He can knock people out. He just knocked out Stefan Struve, right? 9-7, 5'10", 265, fat, short, Samoan. Junior Dos Santos will need to box him. If he doesn't, he may get knocked out. Glover Teixeira, fighter I want you to keep an eye on. At light heavyweight, he is the real deal, I think. 20-2, 20 wins, a couple of losses. He's 6'2". He's taking on James Tahuna, who's 18-5, also 6'2". These are fighting at 205 pounds. He is a fighter of this entire card. I really, really want you to keep an eye on Glover Teixeira. Remember that name. And Gray Maynard taking on TJ Grant. Of course, Gray Maynard, former title contention at 155. He always had great fights. I think it was Frankie Edgar, 12-1-1 now. TJ Grant, 20-5. They both stand about 5'9", 5'10". I would look for Maynard to win that fight. Maynard, 12-1-1, look to be 13-1. And Daniel Cerrone, always a talented guy, always brings it. Got a decent record, 19-5, 1-0 contest. Taking on KJ Nunes. KJ Nunes is going to try to bring him, but guess what? The bigger guy is going to get you. And Mike Pyle. Mike's been on the show before, 24-8. Taking on Rick Story. What's the story here? Mike Pyle's going to win. Rick Story, 15-6. These guys are all going down to Brazil. Of course, that's 170 pounds, but that's going to be a hell of a trip. You go down there and you ask the UFC if you can stay a couple days afterwards, but I think the UFC's flying everybody in on their own planes. They're not using charters. They're using their own planes. I think they are using, I really do. Because I know the Fertitta brothers have got two or three jets. Of course, they own the USC. They own the station casinos in Las Vegas. They are the primary owners of Zuffa Sports. Zuffa Sports is the umbrella company that owns the name of UFC. They own Strikeforce and World Extreme Cage Fighting. They own Pride Fighting Championships. They own all these names, but the only name they're promoting, the only name in operation, is the UFC as I speak. But Dana White, the president of the UFC, has got 10%, 10 points. The Dubai government, they've got 13%. Frank Lorenzo Fertitta, they own the rest of the UFC. With the heavyweight championship going down, you want to see a good fight? I don't know if this is going to be a good fight. Junior Dos Santos and Mark Hunt might be. I mean, just from a strategy point of view. But Silva and Cain Velasquez, how can you not see this going the same way again? I mean, I'm serious. How could you? I mean, that dominant of a beating. Yeah, well, they say, look what happened with Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. Yeah, but that was a quick knockout, a little bit different. This was a sustained beating. I mean, the beating that Cain put on Antonio Silva, as I said, was horrific, to say the least. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts. MMA sort of taking the weekend off. Of course, boxing in the spotlight. Floyd Mayweather, 43-0, with 26-27 KOs, taking on Robert Guerrero, 31-1-1, 18-19 wax, something like that. You know, people think that Guerrero's a guy that he's going to be able to upset the Mayweather machine. Well, that's just what it is, a machine. I think the machine selected Robert Guerrero because they think they can exploit his talents. Therefore, I think that Floyd Mayweather, until he gets beat, is a guy you need to bet on. Unless he's got some serious size disadvantage to him when he's fighting somebody much bigger than him, I think that Floyd's going to be the guy to pick. You've got to stay with the guy that's winning until he gets beat. I don't think he's about to get beat. Not tonight. I don't think so. I mean, I slightly lean towards Guerrero, but who knows? That's boxing, like combat sports. Anything can happen on any given night. But straight up, Mr. Guerrero, one of my great friends over the years, I wish him all the best, of course. Followed the kid ever since he was an amateur. Like 85 pounds, a little stringy kid, little skinny kid, much like Andre Ward, much like Nonito Donaire. These guys I watch from the crib, you know, come up as amateurs, amateur boxers. Now we see it in the world of MMA. BJ Penn back in the day working out down in the South Bay and then becoming UFC lightweight champion. Of course, now an iconic figure in the UFC trying to get his act back together. But after that Rory McDonald fight, yikes. I don't know if I ever want to fight again. I just don't. Speaking of McDonald, he is the real deal, I think. I think he can fight. I think he's going to be a guy that you're going to hear a lot from. Speaking of a lot from, my man, Chris Weidman, challenging Anderson Silva for the USC middleweight championship. That's in July. Of course, that's the big card around the July 4th weekend there in Las Vegas. And guess what? I'm picking the upset right now. I'm sticking with this one. You're not going to deter me from saying this, but Chris Weidman, unbeaten now, like 9-0, 10-0, never been taken off his feet, a solid wrestling base. He's going to beat the great Anderson Silva. He's going to take Anderson Silva out of his game. He's going to beat Silva at his own game. He'll beat him on the ground. He'll beat him standing up. This kid's got it all. He's got the looks. He's got the complexion. I mean, he's just a good-looking kid. He can fight. He's never been taken off his feet. And this will be the upset of the year. We talked about that, the top 10 upsets thus far in UFC, as far as UFC is concerned. We topped it with number one being Alistair Overeem being beaten by Antonio Silva. Well, guess what? If this fight was to take place, this would be the number one upset. No question about that. I'm talking about Chris Weidman beating Antonio Anderson Silva. And it's going to happen. Dave Meltzer's sort of shaky on it. A lot of guys are shaky on it. But I'm going to go out there. I saw this kid fight Mark Munoz last year in San Jose, California. And he's had some surgery on a couple of injuries since then. So he's going to be 110% for this. But he wasn't 100% for that, which is the case with a lot of good fighters. Fighters go into the ring hurt, be it boxers or MMA guys. But Weidman went into that Mark Munoz fight hurt. He was a decisive underdog, something like 3-1 underdog. And he went out there and he licked Mark Munoz like a stamp. I mean, he beat him down like a girl. It was like the mess. You had to turn your face away a couple of times. He pounded him so hard. The bottom line is Chris Weidman is the real deal at middleweight. He's not like Anderson Silva. He's not old. He's not slow. He's not losing anything. He's at the top of his game. He's at his peak. He's never been taken off his feet. And come July, he will be the UFC middleweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. Remember that name. He's going to beat Anderson Silva. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose take us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Son, please beware. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart.
There are are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
30 seconds into the fight and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen!
Biggie Smalls bringing us back from the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ronda Rousey, man, what can I say? She's like the real deal. Hottest fighter in MMA, hottest attraction right now as far as, you know, the media is concerned. Everybody wants her. You know, so will I get her again? I hope so, man. She's been on the show many times in the past. Anyway, I want to wish you the best. Of course, tonight, Floyd Mayweather and Robert Guerrero on pay-per-view, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. MMA World sort of quiet this week. Of course, we come back with the Week in Review. Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We combine an hour of boxing and MMA. 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect. And guess what? I'm going to watch the fight tonight with the guy singing the song. I'm talking about Mr. Lenny Williams.